Braden Clark from Beverly and from the North Shore Navigators is joining us here on MSONewsSports.com. Braden, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Of course, no worries.
Well, Braden is an all-star representing the Navigators in the league all-star game on Sunday. We'll get to into that in a moment. We'll have more information on that, or we already have a lot on our website on that as well. Braden, I want to tell our listeners that you played at Beverly High School going into your senior year here in just a few weeks at Salve Regina. But first up, let's just talk about your season with the Navigators that has launched you onto the All-Star team this year. It looks like 3-3, an ERA just over one, and you have a very good strikeout-to-walk ratio, I've noticed. So just a note from you on this season as far as pitching for the Navigators.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. Thankfully, I've been able to be doing well, so can't really complain about that. But, yeah, I mean, I've just been sticking to my routine that I've been doing throughout college, and it's definitely helping me so far. So, I mean, yeah, having a lot of fun, and hopefully, you know, make the playoffs, and I'll be able to keep going. But other than that, it's been going pretty well so far.
I think playing baseball has got to be a lot better than playing in the spring in New England and so on. How do you feel on the mound in the summer?
It's definitely a little adjustment. I mean, and, you know, pitching in the heat's always nice because I feel like I throw a little bit harder and my stuff's a little bit more crisp. But, yeah, I mean, compared to school in Rhode Island in the you know, early months of the season, it's definitely a lot better because of how cold it is. So, yeah.
Tell me about your stuff, if you will. What pitches do you throw?
So I have my main fastball is a two-seam, and then I throw a four-seam here and there just to see some different spin on different guys, and then a curveball, and then a changeup.
And as far as, I guess it's fair enough to ask this question, has there been a standout game for you this year with the Navigators?
I would say so, yeah. My last outing against the Gulls was definitely my best outing. I mean, yeah, I don't think I walked any, and I threw eight innings of shutout baseball, so can't really complain about that.
Not at all. So,
working, yeah.
Yeah. So let me just ask you a quick note, a college and high school note. I'm going to slap it into all one question here, but can you share a highlight or two for me, from Beverly High playing and then also maybe from Salve?
Yeah, Beverly, it would probably be the championship run that we had my junior year where I was able to – or no, my sophomore year, sorry. Yeah, when I was able to get my first start in a playoff game against St. Mary's. We ended up winning that game on a walk-off home run in, like, the last inning by one of our captains. So that was probably my highlight of my high school career for sure. And then Salve right now, I'd probably say either making my first start in a regional game my freshman year, which was really cool. I got my first win in college. And then even last year, I mean, I got a win against the World Series team in the regionals in Pennsylvania against Misericordia. So they went on to win I think the last round of the World Series. So beating a World Series team was a pretty cool feeling, you know.
You know, when you get to the college level, or any level, I guess, you want to be consistent. It would be explainable in the game of baseball not to be completely consistent from performance, from game to game. But how do you feel about being your consistency, if you will, you know, as you, again, following your junior year?
Yeah. No, it's definitely a big thing, honestly. Thankfully, I have a good pitching coach that, you know, gives us a good plan. Just to set me up for success, and I've just been following that ever since I got onto campus freshman year. I mean, clearly it's worked. So, I mean, I've jumped a few miles an hour in velo, and I've only gotten stronger and only learned how to pitch better, you know. So that's definitely helped me in my career so far.
What's the highest number you've hit on the radar gun?
90.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. That I know of, you know, I don't know. I've thrown a lot of pitches, and not everything's been clocked, but I would say around there, yeah.
That's good. All right, let me ask you about the All-Star game. You've got five other teammates from the Navigators on the All-Star game. I don't need to have you talk about all five of them, but can you share a note or two on one or two of them?
Yeah, definitely. I know Evan Griffiths hits the ball hard every single time he's up at. That stands out to me, even just like as a pitcher, and having him to be able to get me some runs and the big hit when I need it, you know. And then Stanley's been pretty sound in the outfield and at the plate too. So, I mean, those two guys, just in general, they've been pretty good for us this year. So, hopefully, they keep it going.
Yeah, and we have on the post, when people see this post down below, if they look, they scroll down, we've got all the names and notes on the Navigators in the All-Star game. And, Braden, I want to ask you about, you know, all the top players from the league will be at the All-Star game on Sunday. But you go around, you see baseball at the college level, you played at the high school level, you know, you got your teammates that you see day to day, but is there a player or two in the league that, you know, that really stands out to you, either, you know, whether it be an outfielder, infielder, batter, pitcher?
Yeah. Honestly, just like as a pitching standpoint, having Henry Kazmar behind me has been amazing. Like, he's very sound. He makes every play pretty much. I mean, even his bat too, like he's pretty much just a five-star player, in my opinion. You know, he does it all. I mean, I would say him for now. I don't really know a whole lot of other guys, having it be my first year, but he's definitely stood out to me as a pretty damn good player.
What are your hopes for, do you have hopes for playing baseball beyond the college level?
I do. I mean, hopefully, yeah. We'll see how next year goes, but I mean, whether or not I, you know, stay at Salve or transfer out, like, I don't know. It's definitely up in the air for now, but just going to keep doing my thing until that time comes, you know.
Yeah, and I know that Derek January was telling us in an earlier interview about all the Major League scouts that will be in attendance on Sunday. So I think that puts a lot of, I won't say pressure, but at least it makes it a showcase for sure.
Absolutely, yep.
And have you had contact with those guys at all?
No, not at all. No, I mean, I don't know how that works with, like,
yeah,
being able to talk to me because I'm not in the portal or anything or what. But, I mean, yeah, I don't think no one's really reached out.
And finally, you know, let me just, Braden, as you look, you know, to progress from this, you know, your freshman, sophomore, junior year, what are you looking to accomplish your senior year, wherever that might be?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've talked to my coach, and I think I could be an All-American next year for D3 at Salve, hopefully. I mean, that's my plan. That's my goal. I mean, I came close this year. I was All-Region, and I feel like I have a lot more in me. So that'll be my motivation for the year, and hopefully I can execute on it.
Sounds great. Anything else, Braden, you want to share with us here for an opportunity to shout out to anything?
No, I think that's it. I mean, I'm very excited to be a part of this, and I'm glad to be talking to you here. I mean, it's a pretty cool experience that I haven't really had before, and I'm looking forward to it. So,
well, congratulations on all you've accomplished so far, and it's nice to get this honor for the All-Star game on Sunday, and we'll keep in touch. Braden, thanks so much for your time, and best of luck on Sunday and down the stretch, hopefully well into the playoffs there for you guys.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Braden Clark with us from Beverly, from Salve Regina, and, of course, from the North Shore Navigators here on MSONewsSports.com.